It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. John McCain's choice for vice president was not at the top of anybody's list, except, of course, the one list that mattered. She is Alaska's Governor Sarah Palin. That's the word from many news organizations. The McCain campaign is expected to introduce her at an event in Dayton, Ohio, in about an hour. NPR's Scott Horsley is there. And Scott, why Sarah Palin?
The McCain campaign has gotten just what they wanted out of this announcement in terms of stealing the momentum, stealing the news cycle from Barack Obama. And it is as you say, it's a surprising, eye-catching pick. Sarah Palin will be only the second woman to be on a major party ticket. And this is a large crowd that's gathered here at Wright State University to hear the announcement just about an hour from now.
Things seem pretty exciting where you are, but let's ask who this person is, because many people will not be familiar with the governor of Alaska who was just elected in 2006.
That's right. She has a lot in common with John McCain. She is considered a reformer. She has fought pork barrel spending and corruption in Alaska. She is also a strong anti-abortion voice. Her youngest son, who was born just this year, has Down syndrome. She's also a colorful character. She was a runner-up in the Miss Alaska pageant. She's a life member in the NRA, and she underscores John McCain's drill here, drill now energy platform. Her husband works part-time on Alaska's North Slope for BP, the oil company. All of that makes good copy. At the same time, it's going to be a little hard for John McCain to argue now that Barack Obama lacks the experience to be commander-in-chief and that Sarah Palin has that experience. She became governor just in 2006, and before that she was in city government in Wasilla, Alaska.
So we have a situation where the same argument that's made against Obama could be made against her. A compelling personal story, but only 2 years, not even 2 years in the governorship and a few other jobs as well.
And it bears mentioning that John McCain turns 72 years old today. So the number one requirement for a running mate, someone who is able to step into the Oval Office if necessary, that's going to be a case they're going to have to make for Sarah Palin, and it may be a challenge for them.
Scott, in just a couple of seconds, we're almost an hour from this announcement. It sounds like the crowd is already in place and going strong.
That's right. And there's about 12,000 people here in this basketball arena. That's a fraction of the size of the crowd last night at Mile High Stadium, of course. But this is probably the largest crowd that John McCain has seen at one of his events this year.
Okay, Scott, thanks very much.
My pleasure, Steve.
That's the latest from NPR's Scott Horsley in Dayton, Ohio, where it's expected that Sarah Palin will be announced as John McCain's running mate in a little while. She is currently the governor of Alaska.